Myself and Seamus are at the end of stage three, which is Cora Dewey, first time round, just on the main road between Convoy and Letterkenny, actually next door to the Donegal GAA Centre of Excellence. Conditions for the competitors continue to be dry. It is overcast in the county, but temperatures right and conditions right as well. The roads are dry in the opening loop of stages for today. And I'm sure, as you've heard in our coverage so far, the main story is the defending champions Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy bowing out of this event after stage one. The car, unfortunately for them, coming off Trenta, had blue smoke coming out of it, and the engine's gone in the Subaru Impreza. Hugely disappointing for the defending champions, but it just shows you in the space of 12 months what can happen in Donegal. They were, of course, winners last year, and now the first of the crews to go out on this event. So the leader, unofficially, is Donna Kelly and Connor Foley, heading into stage three by 0.8 off a second, and Donna Kelly's just coming off the stage at the moment. These, of course, are unofficial times. And Donna coming off, he's the lead car now on the road. And the Forward Focus WRC, of course, hasn't been out that much this year. But he's looking to take the big one. He's looking to take victory this weekend here in Donegal. They are, of course, heading back to service. Donna, how was stage three for you in there?
Ah, fine, yeah. We've been on too soft a rubber for the loop, but look, we'll get on a harder slick now and get a bit of confidence. But yeah, it's grand, yeah. Happy enough. Yeah.
And what was your time, do you know?
What was the time? 3:46,
is it? 3:46. Yeah. 3:46. Okay, best of luck. Donna Kelly, we'll talk to you later on again. He's looking to get back to service to get those tyres changed, of course, on too soft a tyre. But unofficially, we thought he was leading by 0.8 off a second as the boys from Letcher McAward arrive under the end of the stage. Brian Boyle, navigator alongside me. How did that one go for you, Brian?
Not bad. We had a good wee, a nice wee sprint on stage. We're happy enough there now. The car's handling okay. Just too soft rubber on, so get into service now and get harder stuff on, so we gotta get another cut at it.
What was the time like compared to Donna's?
0.1 of a second. So we're right.
So Donna's still in front by around about a second or so.
That's about it.
Okay, thanks for talking to us. Brian Boyle there, navigator with Declan Boyle. So still around about a second or so in this event. Alistair Fisher has just come to the finish as well, as the leading cars now come off. Cora Dewey, and we'll be calculating all the times in a few moments for you. Seamus McGinnigan, of course, has got the mental calculator right, but we see it unofficially as about, what, just a second or so in it between Donna Kelly and Declan Boyle at the moment. Alistair Fisher has arrived in after stage two. Alistair was sitting in eighth position unofficially overall. And there is, of course, a big battle in the R5 categories. The likes of Keith Cronin had a blistering time early on in the opening stage, and he was sitting fourth overall as Keith now comes to the end of the stage. And Keith, we're live on Highland Radio. Just a quick word. How's Donegal been for you in these opening three stages? Things going well?
Yeah, we're starting to settle into it now. Maybe a small bit of ragged on the first one, a bit nervous this morning, but yeah, starting to try to get a bit comfortable and just watch the pace.
Yeah, and the stage is dry in there.
Nice, yeah, they're good and dry. Good speed out there.
Yeah, and you'll be up on the pace even more now for the next three, will you?
Yeah, well, everybody so far has been a big laugh between the R5s. This won't be any different, I'd imagine, so we'll have